If you consider the statistics alone, the city is safer than it's ever been and is getting safer. But then something terrible happens, like a baby being shot in the face while his parents push him in a stroller. And for some residents of Brownsville, it doesn't feel like a complete aberration, as much as an extension of an existing problem, of gang violence.
Innocent people getting shot, stabbed, because of gang violence.
I was talking about gang violence with Gregory Campbell, who was walking his dog along Rockaway Avenue. It happens to be the block with one of the highest levels of police activity in the city. Right then, a woman walked by Campbell and handed him a brochure. It was for the wake of someone he knew who just died.
Wow.
Something happened?
Yeah.
He died. It's obituary.
How did he die?
Got killed.
He got killed. Was
he
it
got shot in the Bronx.
Campbell wasn't sure why the man was shot, but he has a son who's about to come of age, and he worries that gangs are inescapable for him, just an intrinsic part of the social fabric.
I talk to him every day. Every time there's an issue, and I point it out to him, like, see, kids your age is dying every day over nonsense. This is what I don't want you involved with.
The city reports that the murder rate this year is on track to be well under the record low of 419 homicides, which was set last year. There is a lot less violence. But that's just not how it feels to another Gregory I spoke with in Brownsville, Gregory Dansel.
Year to year, it never goes anywhere. It's something that people around get accustomed to.
He was once involved with a gang himself in East New York. He said escaping that path wouldn't have been possible if not for close relationships with his family and other people.
I grew up with my mother and father. Even that, you know, plays a role in why I'm going to work right now and not on a corner somewhere. Or, you know, in an alleyway in the projects or something, you know?
Dansel said he committed an assault in his youth. He said he was fortunate that when he did break the law, the judge saw something worthwhile in him and put him on probation rather than in jail. Both Gregories, the younger Dansel and the older one with a son, say exposure is also key to different people, to different places, to a world beyond the projects. Those are the kinds of things they think communities should be doing. As for the city, David Brotherton, a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, says it can do its part by reducing income inequality, investing in universal pre-K, and making college more affordable.
We know that these things work, but we need to be fully committed to them.
And that depends a lot on who comes out ahead in the next mayoral election. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.